Blog Talk Radio.
Real Talk Real Game. Hosted and produced by Marty Smith. Please stay tuned.
Members and relationships. So I don't know what more I could add.
talking earlier to my young beat maker partner here, Kay, and then we had to come to the realization that I'm a little older than him. How many years older than him, Mighty? I'm 52, 51. 20. Don't add nothing, bro. Don't add.
I'm like 22.
Don't add no extra years or months. So I'm about 22 years. So I grew up watching him fight. That's probably to say. Not to mention the fact that my middle name is Marcella. or you can say my slave name. And watching this funeral and this ceremony play out and President Clinton speaking and the joy everybody had just kind of made me think about that, you know, I've watched this guy 30 years ago, longer than that, growing up. I was born in 64, so I do recall him in the early 70s after, well, after his suspension. You know, he was suspended, had this court case with the federal government that stripped him of his title. They didn't lock him up.
Yeah, went and go to the military.
Yeah, because he didn't go to the military. And so, you know, back then, we used to have, all the fights was on the radio, you know, back then. They wasn't necessarily on TV. This was way before we had cable and for Showtime on pay-per-view, any of that type of stuff. And so we would just huddle around the radio and listen to these fights. And I was listening with my stepfather.
Yeah, round for round.
Man, the opening ceremony, the round for round. I mean, Howard Cosell was as popular as Muhammad Ali back then, you know, because everything, if it happened to be on a Saturday, you might end up on the Wide World of Sports. It wasn't until later that, when Muhammad Ali actually made the sport so popular that it became like to have a fight on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We moved from the radio to TV. And then it wasn't quickly in the 70s when they began to have cable companies and this, that, and the other. And then you had the special nights. I think Showtime was one of the first to... back then, you know, we only had Showtime and HBO, and that was it. You had Showtime, HBO, ABC, CBS, PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, and NBC. There was no Fox. There was no CNN.
We
well,
came a long way.
We even came a long way to, from hugging around the radio to now we get to see him at, on Wild World of Sports, and now it's cable or not. And now I can just go to Google or YouTube and pull up all his fights. In fact, I had all my fight, all his fights downloaded here in the studio because they bring me personal inspiration. Kay over here having common is that we're both current and former security guards. So, you know, you need to be able to handle yourself. And he and I both know something about the streets and the crowd. Despite our 22-year difference. And by the way, I'm prettier than him, just to let you know. That's on that Muhammad shit. Ladies and gentlemen, it was difficult getting his brother to come into the studio. He's been coming into the studio for over a year now, and now he's finally...
It's not on the air.
And he almost going to walk out and go sit outside with Doug, okay? I'm like, no, bro, if you don't, you know, we can't have all that. You're going to have to come on in and kick it on the studio. I'll waive your studio fee, okay? You know, we have a learning curve fee here, okay? Back in Oakland, I used to charge for air. But be careful, Playboy. You know, Hennessy was free. Mm-hmm. Weed was free. It was just the time spent with me you had to pay for. Okay? And that's about $30 an hour. It's a preacher move.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad.
Gotta pay
for the word. You know, the word ain't free. Free is free, but it ain't free free. You know, it's like freedom ain't free. And this is what this funeral basically reiterated, the struggle continues. And the struggle is deep. It is still in, still affecting us. The stuff that Muhammad Ali was so outraged and pissed off about is still problems today, unresolved issues. When you look at the election campaigns on black killings and black on black killings and all the extras and the conniving and the devilment and the interplay between the genders, I just think that we, as certainly as African Americans, but as all people, have we kind of gotten off course. And then we need to get refocused on some of the principles and the values that Muhammad Ali actually lived, stood for, and fought for. What do you think?
He's gathering his thoughts.
All right.
What do you think on the struggles? I mean, we went earlier this morning, and you were concerned that you had to go to work and stand out in the rain, which didn't make you feel good. Some of the struggles, and then how it started.
We're still fighting for
it? Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
I got a job where they want me to stand outside as far as being inside when I could do my job more effectively.
Yeah, or get a better job than the one you have. And the opportunities for.
At the same time right now, that was the only thing that was available.
Yeah, but the point here is that, like Muhammad Ali is saying, the injustice is continuing. You're an able-bodied young man. He's 22 years younger than me. So you're ready to do some good work, and you've got a great attitude. And you, if you're able to get a guard card, that means he's not a convicted felon and does not have anything in his background of a criminal nature. So nothing's stopping him from. Why can't the young man be an accountant or whatever? I think the point here is that we haven't had the opportunity, certainly that I had over my 51 years. People 22, 10 years younger than me have not had all those opportunities right there in your face. They're just not there. And then you don't have, in some cases, folks like Muhammad Ali to lead you to what is available or best. Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay? So I'm not, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn, but this is part of why we do Real Talk, Real Game, because it was about putting people up on game. And having lived in Oakland, we know a little bit about the game, right, Hall? Let me ask you, since you've known me, 90% of what I do is put you up on game. Since you met me, I didn't even know you. Put you up on game. I don't want you to be without it.
That's the reason why I really mess with you, because I know who is one of the older homies that, like, I could talk. No question. No talk.
You got to be able, you got to have
them. If it wasn't like that, I didn't know I could talk to you without your husband.
And I'm going to say it, folks, because we get real here. We don't have GRX. GRX is my high school class. We've been friends since we were friends. but GRX grew up RSC and now neighborhood. But we are friends, and we talk about real stuff because you can't now sugarcoat how the economics is going or how the violence in the streets is going without dealing about how it is growing up here, particularly in South L.A. Ladies and gentlemen, this brother knows something about streets, gang relations, and all that. And I just find it surprising that you have all the conflicts and issues of the world and everybody else, and folks can't even perform at a concert trying to come up and make something of themselves without some idiot killing them, okay? But the issue here is it's no coincidence that a lot of the people that really appreciate my message know something about the street and might have been on opposing sides at one point. But some of that is out the window when it comes into this lab, this zone, and the message we're trying to give with Real Talk, Real Game. Now, me as a person, I feel like the Lord sent me here to put you up on game, young spot. Yeah, but he also sent me here to put everybody up on game. So I tell his grandfather, and you know I will, because got to be told, but Soothsay, it's got to be sold. I like to tell it and then figure out a way to pay for it on the back end. That's why, again, you know, the weed and the Hennessy is free, but you're paying for my time.
You gotta pay for the mess.
And the mess, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break and let us remind our studio guests that we are live, so no extra sounds while we take our break. Otherwise, the boogeyman will come on in and mess up our show. How about that there? Okay. Let's see. What are we going to do for a break song? Do we want to take it up? DJ, you want to take it down? Be careful what you ask for. Muhammad never stopped when they wanted him. And we know that the Lord would love Muhammad. We cannot forget a wonderful police officer, Alexi Martin, who was raped, a young 12-year-old boy, in his class where his bicycle was stolen. Now, the story with Muhammad Ali and how he got into boxing is so apropos for the time. Somebody stole his bike when he was 11 or 12, and he was hot. And a police officer who was white directed him to the boxing gym and a program, Young Man's Life, and began who we know as the great. That little bit there is the twist, and then all of the rest, when you fill in his history and all that he went through and accomplished and fought, even the disease Parkinson's was his fight, God will give you certain adversaries that you have to bout with, and your ability to enlighten in darkness or dark time is part of the journey. What do you think, young DJ, young producer?
That's a lot of journey. That's a lot of journey.
Yeah, you gotta choose. Now you fight. And that jerk. Okay? It could have went a totally different way. If this was today's time and some 12-year-old got his hovercraft stolen from some 12-year-old two blocks away, now he want to go over there and get his hoverboard back, that might end up in the,
wrong
path. That might end up in the cast.
Yeah.
This is how the things have changed since you and I came and got with the gang. So the story of Muhammad, you know, we used to go hard, you know, fights included. So the story with Muhammad about, and all of the stuff that you noticed came out of his mouth, and his issues with white people, and then his conversion, like Malcolm X, to a more global sense of humanity, which is really where it's at. One thing you know about me is that I'm an equal opportunity hater. I hate everybody on the same level, okay? And I love everybody on the same level. So don't get it twisted on race or gender or even gender prep. I'm an equal opportunity hater. I like it Oakland style. We hate everybody. But we love to have you down and in the house. Okay? So, we were listening to his wife, Lonnie Ali, as we were just kind of getting the sense, you know, that the world is changing, and it isn't at the same time. Are you noticing that? The world is changing, and it isn't at the same time, meaning these kids have it a little harder than we had.
We did when we was growing.
And we're just 22 years different, okay? And so imagine Muhammad Ali in the perspective. So if you take his story, it would almost fit today. If you just keep driving straight down Florida, I think when you get toward Pacific or somewhere down there, if you go, it might be Mariposa, but there used to be a sheriff's boxing gym down there. And so these programs still exist, which is the diversion program to take that negative energy and turn it into something positive. And so with that, to the lab, we got about 5 more minutes, folks. And in that 5 minutes, I think we're going to go out with a little bit more of Muhammad Ali's wife saying goodbye.
Joe Martin made the Joe Cassius play. The key to a future of boxing, he could scarcely have imagined. America must never forget that when a cop and an inner city kid helps city donors, then miracles could happen.
Thank you.